Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. In 1894, a tubercular young mother and an alcoholic ne'er-do-well father gave birth to a son at their farm in rural St. Mary's County. They named him Sam Hammett. When the boy was seven, the family moved to Baltimore to live with relatives. But his father failed yet again, and after less than a year of high school, Sam dropped out to help support the family. He worked as a messenger, dock worker, even a stockbroker, before joining the Pinkerton Detective Agency. Pinkerton sent him to San Francisco, then Montana, to break up a miners' strike. Someone offered him $5,000 to murder the strike's organizer, but he refused. When the man turned up dead a short time later, Sam quit in disgust. In 1917, he came back to Maryland and joined the Army as an ambulance driver at Fort Meade. As hard as his life had been up to now, it was nothing compared to what came next. In 1918, troops returning from the war in Europe brought with them something called the Spanish flu, a killer that attacked its victims' lungs. The medics at Fort Meade, as elsewhere, were overwhelmed with sick and dying men. Sam became infected, and for 8 days didn't know if he'd live or die. He recovered, but with his weakened immune system, his mother's tuberculosis appeared. TB was also called consumption because its victims lost so much weight. Sam stood 6'2", but soon weighed only 140 pounds. After several months, he recovered enough to go back to work off and on for Pinkerton and moved to Spokane, but his health failed again. In an Army hospital near Seattle, he met and fell in love with a nurse, whom he eventually married. By 1922, at age 28, with an infant son, he was too weak to work for Pinkerton or anyone else. Confined to bed, where the only thing he could do was read and write, he started out writing advertising, then tried his hand at fiction. His first short story was quickly rejected. The second was only one paragraph long, but it was witty. He titled it after Parthia, the ancient empire whose horsemen could shoot arrows over their shoulders with deadly accuracy as they galloped away from a pursuer. He called it The Parthian Shot. When the boy was 6 months old, the story began, Paulette Key acknowledged that her hopes and efforts had been futile, that the baby was indubitably and irremediably a replica of its father. She could have endured the physical resemblance, but the duplication of Harold Key's stupid obstinacy, unmistakable in the fixity of the child's inarticulate demands for its food, its toys, was too much for Paulette. She knew she could not go on living with two such natures. A year and a half of Harold's domination had not subdued her entirely. She took the little boy to church, had him christened Don, sent him home by his nurse, and boarded a train for the West. Sam thought the piece would be right for the Smart Set in New York, because its famous editor, H.L. Mencken, was from his hometown. "Whenever a volunteer showed the slightest sign of talent," Mencken said later, "I wrote to him encouragingly, and kept on blowing his spark so long as the faintest hope remained of fanning into flame." Mencken paid a penny a word, and so he wrote out a check to Sam Hammett for $1.13. A few months later, the bedridden Hammett was a published author. Whatever Sam and his courageous young wife did with the money, we'll never know. But we do know that he wrote more stories that year, and more the year after that. He began writing murder mysteries, of a kind not seen before. Some featured hard-boiled, no-nonsense detectives, who worked in the seedy underworld known to Pinkerton men. In 1934, two of his books became Hollywood sensations. Humphrey Bogart darkened the screen as Sam Spade in The Maltese Falcon, and William Powell and Myrna Loy sparkled as Nick and Nora Charles in the first of several Thin Man films. By then, of course, the entire world knew young Sam by his more formal middle name, the one he used as an author, and one known widely in Southern Maryland, Dashiell Hammett.